Christianity is an everyday faith. It was never meant to be practiced only one day a week. Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. Do you practice your faith every day?
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We're here to search the Scriptures for God's will. What we do each day matters, because our actions can become a habit, habits can shape a character, and our character will determine our destiny. God's Word teaches us what is spiritually and morally pleasing to God and what warns us against sin. If we set our hearts to serve God, we'll please Him and enjoy His blessing. We'd love to hear from you, and we want to be a part of your life each week. The Lord Jesus said to all in Luke 9:23-25, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does a man profit if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself?" Christianity was never meant to be a temporary, occasional, or weekly faith. It was meant to be an everyday religion, an everyday faith that requires a person to deny himself and take up his cross, yes, every single day. Following Jesus is a complete commitment to Christ, just as He completely committed Himself to us. He denied Himself and bore a cross, and He has a cross for us. And what we do each day determines the direction of our lives. People who are healthy physically practice healthy habits daily. They exercise, drink plenty of water, take their vitamins, and watch what they eat. They realize their daily habits matter, so they discipline themselves in order to maintain good health. Well, in the same way, Christians must discipline themselves to keep themselves spiritually healthy. Each day, we must decide to walk with and serve the Lord. Each day, we must deny ourselves, take up our crosses, and follow Him. Now, we offer this study, Every Day with God, free. If you'd like a printed copy and live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. We also have programs and free materials on our website at searchtv.org. And you can also see us on YouTube. We'll now worship in song. We'll read from Hebrews 3:12-15 and examine what we can do to spend every day with God.
Where all this peace and joy abound.
Our reading today comes from Hebrews 3, 12 to 15, and gives us a bit of a warning that we need to take seriously. Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God. But encourage one another day after day, as long as it's still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end. While it is said, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me. That's a great, great challenge to us to every day keep our faith strong. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful that You encourage us to do what is right every day, to keep our hearts soft, to love You, to never fail You, to stay close to You and faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What can we do today to serve the Lord? How can we walk with Him in the light and become more like Him? You have to decide today what you're going to do. There's no reason to put off what you can do. Start small and grow in faith and love and hope. You can do this by walking every day with God. Every day we first need to let God speak to us through His written Word. That's how God speaks today. Hebrews 1, 1-2 says that God, after He spoke long ago to the fathers, in the prophets, in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the world. Today we listen to the Lord Jesus Christ. Stop listening to people who call themselves prophets. Instead, open the Scriptures for yourselves. Paul instructed Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." We must know what God's word actually says. Psalm 119, 105 teaches us that God's word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. When churches only had a single copy of Scripture, Paul urged Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:13, "Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching." We need God's written Word for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that we can become complete as servants of God. Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers." I tell you, if we want to prosper as God's people, we must meditate on God's Word every day. Now, to follow God, we must, second, every day pray to our Father. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16-18 says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." I tell you, a day without prayer is a day of weakness. God can help you, bless you, guide you, and protect you. But if you ignore or neglect Him, you'll rob yourself of all the good He could do for you. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 7:7-8, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you'll find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened." Trust in the Lord each day to answer your prayers. Jesus in Luke 18:1-8, told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, 'Give me justice against my adversary.' Well, for a while he," that is the judge, "refused. But afterward he said to himself, 'Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming.' And the Lord said, 'Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to His elect who cry to Him day and night? Will He delay long over them? I tell you, He will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on earth?" James 5:16-18 reminds us, "Therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much." Now, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it didn't rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed again, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produced its fruit. To walk with God each day, third, recall God's goodness, give thanks. James 1:17 says that every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. You know what? If we spent our time counting our blessings rather than complaining, we would be much happier people. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things." People who have no room in their hearts for good things often turn away from God. Oh, yes. Every day, give thanks. When you think of all the good God has done for you, it'll lead you to want to do good and to abstain from evil. Romans 2:4 reminds us, "Or do you think lightly of the riches of His kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance?" The more you count blessings, the more you'll love God and want to please Him. To walk with God each day, fourth, worship regularly with the people of God. Christians need each other's faith and example. Proverbs 27:17 says that iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Through the years, the people of God have been a great source of love and fellowship. And so Hebrews 10:23-25 says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. And let's consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Sadly, many people who call themselves Christian or wear a cross aren't followers of Jesus in their hearts. Others follow the world and believe false doctrines. We must let our light shine, even if others don't. Faithful and godly people who are true Christians are a blessing to everyone, And God wants His people to strengthen one another. We need one another. And so let's draw close to God and to the faithful. And we should encourage those who are weak and need to grow and help them to become what they ought to be. Each day, we must fifth say something good for God. Yes, a good word about God will go a long way for those who need to know Him. 1 Peter 3 and verse 15 says, "But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence." There are people who are searching for truth and for God. And your example and a good word for God could make a difference to some lost soul. Colossians 4, 5 to 6 reminds us, "Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person." Christians must be soul winners for Jesus by their words and their behavior. Christ gave us our marching orders in Matthew 28, 19 to 20. "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." The gospel remains the power of God unto salvation, Romans 1, verse 16. And we must also think of those who wander from the truth. James 5, verses 19 and 20 says, "My brethren, even if any among you strays from the truth, and one turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins." Oh, we must teach and preach the Word of God. We must also defend what we know to be true and show the errors of false teaching. Jude 3 says, "Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints." When people teach what is false, it can cost them their souls. Galatians 1, 8 to 9 says, "But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed. As we have said before, so I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you received, he is to be accursed." Now, to live each day with God, we must sixth do good for others. Galatians 6, 9 to 10 says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we don't give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." The people of God bless others with their lives. The Lord Jesus said to those who follow Him in Matthew 25, 34 to 40, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me." To live each day with God, we must seventh give ourselves to God. Romans 12, 1 to 2 says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." When we live righteous lives, we show the world what God wills. God's way is good, acceptable, and perfect, and nothing else compares. People bless others when they first give themselves to God. In 2 Corinthians 8, verses 1 to 5, there we're told about the Corinthians who gave beyond their ability, or the Macedonians rather, who gave beyond their ability to others because they first gave themselves to God. Paul quotes the Lord Jesus in Acts 20 and verse 35 that it's more blessed to give than to receive. Now, God loves those who give generously of themselves to bless other people. Yes. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 to 8 says that he who sows sparingly, and you know what? Some people are sparing. They will also reap sparingly. Yes. But he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. And so he says, so let each one give as he purposes in his heart. Not grudgingly, no. Not giving out of necessity, no. For God loves a cheerful giver. Yes. God is able, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8, to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Let's give ourselves to God. Let's give ourselves to God every single day. Let's say a good word. Let's help others. Let's be the people that God would have us to be, who study His Word and who pray to Him without ceasing. Let's be the kind of people who show our love for God by every day focusing upon what He has done for us and how we should live for Him. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for all the good that You have done to us. And help us every day to put You first, to live for You, and to love You with all our heart and soul. In Jesus' name, amen. If the Lord asks you to deny yourself and take up your cross daily, when will you begin? Why not today? Many people speak of their past accomplishments in Jesus Christ as if Christianity were something that one does once and then can quit. I've known people who were baptized many years ago but haven't served the Lord since. They began a walk with the Lord but drifted back into the world. If you've never become a Christian, take up your cross today. If you drifted away from your commitment, then why not take up your cross right now and begin starting and doing what's right? Hebrews 2, verses 1 to 3 says, therefore we must pay much closer attention to what we've heard, lest we drift away from it. For since the message declared by angels proved to be reliable, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? When people drift away from God, they put their souls in danger. They'll not be able to escape the result of the daily choices they make unless they repent. God means what He says. God's grace is abundant, but it requires response. We can't earn our salvation, no, but we must respond to God's gifts. We respond first by placing our trust in Jesus Christ, repenting of our sins that offend Him, confessing Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. Baptism is the time when our old man of sin dies, when we're freed from sin, and when we're born again, and when God grants us newness of life. That's John 3 and verse 5 and Romans 6, 3-7. Christians sin even after they're baptized into Christ, yes. And so when Christians sin, they need to confess their sins, repent, and pray to God for forgiveness. My friend, get right with God today. We hope that our study every day with God has caused you to put God first with all your heart. If you live in the United States and want a free printed copy, send your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org, or you can call the Search office toll-free at 1-800-321-8633. Now, there's a schedule of our programs and a map of churches in your area on searchtv.org. Search is also on YouTube, and we ask that you subscribe to our channel and like the programs. We also offer free Bible correspondence courses. Now, we're not asking for money. We're here to help you to go to heaven and draw close to God. Well, as always, we want you to encourage you to find a church and to worship regularly. As always, we say to you, God bless you, and we love you. From all of us, and In Search of the Lord's Way.